With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. The state Supreme Court has upheld Montana's 24/7 sobriety program, saying that charging associated fees for alcohol monitoring is not pretrial punishment in violation of the Constitution. Under the program, a judge can order people charged with a second or subsequent drunken driving offense to pay for twice daily breath tests or an alcohol monitoring bracelet as a condition of their pretrial release. In its ruling today, the High Court says breath testing can be appropriate as a condition of pretrial release, but they likened the testing fees to bail and said a judge must do an individual assessment to determine whether the program is appropriate for a defendant. Firefighters conducted burnout operations aimed at making Fireline more secure around the fire in Glacier National Park today. That caused an increase in smoke in the area this afternoon. The 3,200-acre fire is now being called 63% contained. Dry weather conditions with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s are forecast in the area until Sunday, when there's a 20% chance of showers. Going to the Sun Road remains closed from the east side of the park, but the top of Logan Pass is accessible from the west side via Going to the Sun Road. A St. Ignatius man who pleaded guilty to shooting his 3-year-old nephew has been sentenced to 10 years in prison and alcohol treatment. The Missoulian reports Galen Hawk was sentenced yesterday on a guilty plea to negligent homicide for the October 22 death of Lenato Moran Allen. A 19-year-old Belgrade woman who was attacked in an off-campus apartment with two other Montana State University Northern students has been released from the hospital. The Great Falls Tribune reports that Taylor Woolman was released from Craig Hospital in Colorado yesterday. Woolman was attacked in the May 2nd stabbings that also injured Sam Mix and Alicia Schneid. A 17-year-old Haver boy is accused of attacking the students with a knife and will be tried as an adult. Owners of a northwestern Montana mine say they're one step closer to operating after the U.S. Forest Service found the project would not violate environmental laws or regulations. Deputy Regional Forester David Schmid's review of public objections to the Montanore mine will now make way for the Record of Decision, which would allow the owner Mines Management Incorporated to begin the exploration phase of the mine's development. Schmid said he's asking the Kootenai National Forest to clarify the methods and data used to reach the conclusions in the final environmental impact statement to better demonstrate that the project complies with laws, regulations, and policies. Mines Management CEO Glenn Dobbs says the Record of Decision is expected by September, and at that time the company will hire 30 to 35 people. Dobbs says he's worried about possible lawsuits from groups that bill themselves as environmental stewards. His Spokane-based company has been working to permit the mine since 2005. The governors of Montana and Wyoming say that a federal plan to protect the greater sage grouse is far more restrictive than Western states' own programs to help the struggling bird. They told the U.S. Bureau of Land Management yesterday to rewrite major portions of a draft federal policy for protecting the greater sage grouse. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead says the BLM is wrong to portray livestock grazing as a threat to sage grouse. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says the federal plan would prohibit oil and gas leasing. A court has told the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to decide by September 30th whether the birds need protection as a threatened or endangered species. A decision to list could severely restrict oil and gas drilling and other development in the region. Authorities have identified the person accused of shooting a family of Good Samaritans on the Crow Reservation as an 18-year-old Wyoming man. The Park County, Wyoming Sheriff's Office says Jesus Denise Mendoza of Warland is being held in its detention center. The FBI confirmed two people were killed and a third was injured yesterday near the town of Pryor on the Crow Reservation. A relative told the Billings Gazette the victims were his uncle, Jason Shane, and his aunt, Tana Shane. Their adult daughter, Jora Shane, was hospitalized with a gunshot wound. The relative, Bryce Huggs, says the family was shot when they stopped to help a driver who'd run out of gas. Mendoza was arrested later Wednesday morning near Meteetse, Wyoming, about 120 miles away. Park County officials say FBI agents have arrived to begin proceedings to transfer Mendoza back to Montana. A court has denied a third emergency petition to release the founder of Montana's Yellowstone Club from jail. Yesterday's decision by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals means 65-year-old former billionaire Tim Blixeth will likely remain in the Cascade County Detention Center until an October hearing. The Washington resident has been in the Great Falls Jail since April 20th on a judge's contempt order. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon says Blixith has not accounted for $13.8 million from the sale of a Mexico resort. Blixith had been ordered not to sell assets while the Yellowstone Club's bankruptcy was pending. Blixith says he has turned over the details of the 2013 resort sale. Judge Haddon has ordered a trial-like hearing on October 19th to determine whether those documents comply with his order. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.